At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP Astrology Case Study for Roger. Ascendant, Uttarabhadrapada, Pisces. Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada, Pisces, first house. Roger's ascendant falls in Uttarabhadrapada, a deep, mystical nakshatra associated with inner stillness, wisdom, and karmic maturity, seated within the compassionate, porous sign of Pisces. This gives him a baseline personality that is emotionally complex, introspective, and drawn to symbolic, spiritual, or imaginative domains. Uttarabhadrapada confers a temperament that is emotionally steady on the surface, but containing vast oceans of depth beneath. It's not about flashy display, it's about holding space, internal mastery, and timeless awareness. Adding intensity to this psychic landscape is the presence of Rahu in the very same sign and nakshatra, Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada, in the first house. This gives Roger a high-voltage personality signature, marked by a karmic drive to embody transformation, explore hidden dimensions, and express a unique identity that doesn't follow conventional molds. Rahu in the first often brings an urge to redefine the self, to break away from inherited definitions, and create a new, original form of identity. With Pisces here, that form may be fluid, idealistic, even chameleonic, yet driven by an inner hunger to transcend ego, merge with higher ideals, and make an unseen impact. From an NLP perspective, this alignment suggests a highly dissociated and auditory digital processing style. Roger likely observes himself from multiple vantage points, often acting from a place of reflective detachment or even strategic projection. His inner world is likely filled with symbolic structures, mythic patterning, or abstract idealism, and he processes life by filtering it through visionary logic and psychic resonance, not conventional rules. With Pisces as the canvas and Rahu amplifying all signals, his sense of identity is simultaneously otherworldly and reinvented. His motivation direction in this area is strongly towards, but it's not linear. It is oriented toward becoming, toward evolving, toward something ideal, refined, or utterly unformed. Rahu seeks experience, often through unusual paths. And in Pisces, Roger may pursue transformation via spirituality, art, mystical study, or unconventional life roles. There's often an attraction to roles or aesthetics that break boundaries, and a desire to feel not just unique, but cosmically significant in his self-expression. His attention direction is sharply self-oriented, especially in terms of how he calibrates identity and psychological boundaries. This doesn't mean selfish, but it does mean that he is always tracking, refining, and curating how he shows up. He likely spends significant time in introspective loops, clarifying what feels authentic, what belongs to him, and what needs to be released from ancestral or societal conditioning. With Rahu here, he may also oscillate between self-absorption and self-erasure as part of his karmic experimentation with identity. His action style is a fascinating mix. Externally, it may appear reactive due to the dreamy Piscean exterior. But beneath the surface, Rahu gives him intense proactive drive, especially when it comes to reinventing the self, exploring the psyche, or initiating unseen transformation. He may move subtly, indirectly, or even under the radar, but make no mistake, he's highly motivated to shift his reality. The outer passivity may conceal an inner alchemist. Altogether, Roger's ascendant and first house placement of Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada Pisces gives him a rare psychic blueprint, one of self as portal, self as experiment, self as vessel for evolution. His NLP drives show a personality that doesn't fit into easy categories, one that processes reality through symbolic logic, deep reflection, and visionary projection, always moving toward the edge of the known self in order to become something deeper, wiser, and more cosmically attuned. Second house, Jupiter in Ashwini. Roger's second house, governing voice, values, stability, and resource flow, contains Jupiter in Ashwini, placed in Aries. This placement speaks to a personality that is drawn to direct, instinctive truth, and who seeks to express value through courage, originality, and swift moral alignment. The second house is where we speak from our internal foundation, and with Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and expansion, in Ashwini, a nakshatra ruled by Ketu and associated with impulsive beginnings, healing, and direct action, Roger's voice and value system is marked by a need to initiate, catalyze, and renew. He likely values freedom, purity of intent, and fast ethical alignment, and may speak or act quickly in defense of what he believes is right. From an NLP perspective, this creates a blend of auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing. Roger likely evaluates situations based on internal moral clarity, filtered through instinctive cues, a gut-level response backed by expansive reasoning. Jupiter lends principled structure. Ashwini adds immediacy and pioneering heat. He may have a natural teacher's voice, even if informal. Someone who can distill truth quickly, transmit belief energetically, and align others to action through clear, value-centered speech. His motivation direction here is strongly towards, especially around self-expression, value assertion, and initiating personal beliefs. Jupiter in Aries doesn't wait to be invited. It moves into spaces that need truth, and Ashwini sharpens that movement with an almost surgical instinct. Roger likely takes initiative in value-driven situations, speaking up, setting boundaries, or offering insight not out of ego, but out of a felt duty to act when clarity strikes. His frame of reference is firmly internal in matters of voice and value. Jupiter here does not outsource belief. It seeks authenticity, moral alignment, and independent reasoning. Roger likely speaks from his own code and may have an early or intuitive sense of what is right for him, even if unorthodox. He probably holds to personal ethics, even when they differ from external norms, and may communicate with a certain philosophical boldness, unafraid to be the first one to say what others are only feeling. His action style in second house domains, speech, finances, personal grounding, is proactive and assertive. Ashwini doesn't wait. It corrects, initiates, or resets with speed. Roger may take sudden steps in managing his resources or in defending his values verbally, and likely prefers clean, quick, decisive resolution over drawn-out negotiation. There may also be a gift for spontaneous teaching, ethical intervention, or verbal healing, saying the right thing at the right time to realign someone else's inner compass. His operational style is options-aware, but filtered through intuitive decisiveness. Jupiter can weigh perspectives, but in Aries, it prioritizes speed of clarity. Roger likely prefers systems and routines that give him autonomy and allow him to lead, even if quietly. He does not like to be micromanaged in how he speaks, earns, or lives his values, and may withdraw from environments that feel ethically unclear or unnecessarily slow. Altogether, Jupiter in Ashwini in the second house gives Roger a voice of initiation, a value system of rapid ethical alignment, and a resource field energized by principled clarity. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who does not hoard knowledge. He acts through it, speaks from it, and uses it to correct course swiftly, whether for himself or those around him. His words carry momentum, not volume, and his values are wired to initiate healing, truth, and fresh movement forward. The fourth house, Sun and Mercury in Ardra, Venus in Mrigashira, fourth house, which governs inner stability, emotional grounding, home life, early conditioning, and operational behavior, contains Sun and Mercury in Ardra and Venus in Mrigashira, all in Gemini. This is a highly intellectual and emotionally kinetic configuration, indicating a personality whose internal foundation is built on pattern recognition, mental stimulation, and emotional narrative tracking. Gemini lends adaptability and curiosity, but Ardra, ruled by Rahu, brings intensity, emotional storms, and a need for truth through disruption. In contrast, Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is soft, searching, and rhythmic, seeking emotional understanding through exploration. This mix creates an inner world that is mentally alert, emotionally complex, and restlessly seeking clarity. Mercury in Ardra amplifies Roger's internal voice, often running sharp, fast, and emotionally saturated. He likely processes his internal environment through verbal logic and contrast mapping, scanning for inconsistencies and hidden truths. The Sun in Ardra deepens this, making his core identity tied to intellectual honesty, exposure of emotional contradictions, and a need to reorganize internal logic after every emotional disruption. This suggests a procedural but emotionally reactive style of inner management. He may frequently revisit, reframe, or mentally unravel past emotional experiences until the internal structure feels true. Venus in Mrigashira adds a more delicate rhythm to his internal operations. While Ardra dissects, Mrigashira wanders and compares, adding an emotional sensitivity to beauty, harmony, and meaningful connection. It lends a preference for intelligent softness in private relationships, as well as a need for aesthetically pleasing, mentally engaging home or workspaces. Venus here softens the sharpness of Ardra, giving Roger the desire for emotional grace, even when internally navigating disruption. From an NLP standpoint, this trio supports a dominantly auditory digital and auditory tonal processing style. Roger likely speaks to himself constantly, analyzing tone, intent, and emotional subtext. He may also lean heavily on visual symbolic comparisons, especially when emotionally unsettled. His learning and problem solving rely on tracking language patterns, emotional contrasts, and symbolic emotional logic, not sentimentality, but intelligent emotional realism. His motivation direction in the fourth house is mixed, towards clarity, coherence, and emotional truth, and away from emotional manipulation, vagueness, or performative sentiment. Ardra seeks to cut through illusion. Mrigashira seeks to understand the emotional complexity behind the illusion. This creates a subtle internal tension. Roger wants to feel safe, but only when truth is clean and the emotional atmosphere feels earned, not curated. His frame of reference is deeply internal, especially regarding emotional security and relational memory. He likely evaluates comfort not by surface appearance, but by linguistic coherence, psychological accuracy, and emotional transparency. If something feels off in a space, he will notice, not emotionally react, but mentally deconstruct the dissonance until it makes sense. His emotional memory is likely long, complex, and verbally stored. His action style in the fourth is reactive with narrative looping, especially in emotionally loaded or private scenarios. He may not act immediately, but will often rehearse or relive interactions internally, comparing tone, words, or symbolic meaning until the deeper emotional logic becomes clear. When ready, he expresses with exact timing and sharp verbal precision, often revealing more than he outwardly shows. Altogether, Sun and Mercury in Ardra with Venus in Mrigashira in the fourth house gives Roger an emotionally intelligent, verbally complex, and truth-driven inner world. His NLP drives reflect someone who doesn't just want to feel. He wants to understand how and why feelings arise, what they mean symbolically, and how they align with truth. His home is not a space of rest. It is a living, evolving container for clarity, honesty, and cognitive emotional refinement. He processes through storms, but seeks emotional symmetry on the other side, where mental understanding and internal truth can finally meet. Fifth house, Mars in Pushia, Cancer. Roger's fifth house, which governs intelligence, creativity, memory, personal expression, and the transmission of insight, contains Mars in Pushia, placed in Cancer. This is a nuanced, emotionally disciplined placement that blends instinctive action with protective restraint, especially in how Roger expresses intelligence and creativity. Mars is in its sign of debilitation in Cancer, but in Pushya, a nakshatra ruled by Saturn and associated with nurturing structure, sacred protection, and internalized duty, Mars becomes tempered, inwardly focused, and precise with where and how it expends its energy. This gives Roger a creative and cognitive signature that is rhythmically grounded, emotionally observant, and attuned to responsible expression. From an NLP perspective, Mars in Pushya supports a kinesthetic and auditory tonal processing style. Roger likely feels his way into creative or intellectual engagement, guided by internal cues about emotional safety, resonance, and timing. Pushia grants emotional intelligence built on structure, and Mars lends him a quiet determination to refine and deliver truth, especially when it supports, protects, or strengthens others. His memory is likely body-based and emotionally anchored, and his personal expression, whether through speech, teaching, or subtle leadership, comes from a sense of timing and earned conviction. His motivation direction in the fifth house is subtly away from emotional volatility or ego-based performance, and towards clean, emotionally stable expression and inner moral clarity. He may avoid attention-seeking or ungrounded creative environments, but he will step forward with strength when clarity and duty align. Mars in Pushia doesn't act out of impulse. It acts out of containment and quiet precision. Roger likely seeks to create or express in ways that support emotional maturity, protect others' dignity, or build something structurally sound.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
His frame of reference in this domain is largely internal, shaped by emotional texture and experiential calibration. He doesn't need loud applause to know if his insight matters. He checks inward. Does this feel stable? Is it anchored? Is it respectful? This makes him a strong internal editor and someone who may carry deep personal insights for a long time before expressing them, waiting for the right emotional context or symbolic opening. His action style is reactive with structured bursts of expression. Mars in Cancer watches carefully before moving. Pushia refines the purpose. Roger likely doesn't speak or create quickly, but when he does, it carries emotional density, energetic weight, and a sacred precision. His creative style may show up in forms that are subtle, instructive, or restorative, storytelling, mentorship, or emotionally clarifying feedback. He's likely to contribute only where he senses a container worthy of his inner clarity. His learning and expression preference leans towards solo or emotionally clean proximity, especially in spaces where boundaries are respected and emotional safety is quietly maintained. He's unlikely to enjoy unstructured performance settings, but he may thrive in contexts where emotional truth, memory, and quiet leadership are valued. His intelligence isn't loud. It's anchored, responsive, and coded with quiet force. Altogether, Mars in Pushia in the fifth house gives Roger a signature of contained emotional strength, refined expression, and protective creativity. His NLP drives here suggest someone who leads through inner rhythm, emotional discernment, and quiet timing, not performance or show. He is here not to impress, but to safeguard clarity, express with care, and offer structured emotional wisdom when the space is ready to hold it. Seventh house, Ketu and Moon in Hasta Virgo. Roger's seventh house, which governs one-on-one dynamics, partnerships, mirroring, and interpersonal balance, contains both Ketu and the Moon in Hasta, placed in Virgo. This is a refined and karmically intricate placement, blending the emotional precision and healing rhythm of Hasta with Ketu's instinctual detachment and past life mastery. Virgo here adds a tone of analysis, discernment, and structure to Roger's relational field, while Hasta, ruled by the Moon, brings ritual sensitivity, timing awareness, and a natural gift for emotional craftsmanship. This configuration suggests that Roger's partnerships, both romantic and intellectual, are deeply shaped by his internal rhythm, intuitive tracking, and need for emotional alignment that goes beyond surface connection. The Moon in Hasta gives Roger a subtle but skilled relational intelligence. He likely tunes into the emotional tone and microrhythms of others, often responding with soft corrective precision rather than overt displays. There is a strong desire to set things right emotionally, but only if the space is clean and his emotional autonomy is respected. He is not performative in partnership. He is practical, attuned, and guided by felt timing. Emotional connection must be functional, ethical, and quietly nurturing for him to stay fully present. K2 and Hasta, however, adds an emotional detachment to this domain. It suggests Roger has already lived out many relational scripts in past lives, and now brings a selective, internalized approach to emotional engagement. He may feel both drawn to and withdrawn from intimacy, attracted to the subtle nuance of relating, yet often pulled inward for purification and recalibration. There is likely a sense of karmic finality in some of his connections. Once the pattern is complete, he instinctively retreats, not out of coldness, but from a need for energetic closure and precision. From an NLP standpoint, this placement reflects a kinesthetic and auditory tonal processing style in relationships. Roger likely reads people not just through words, but through gestures, tone shifts, timing patterns, and emotional pacing. He tracks subtle shifts in behavior and is often several steps ahead emotionally, though he may not always articulate what he perceives. His internal filtering system around others is extremely sharp, and while he may not speak immediately, he knows when something is off. His motivation direction here is primarily away from emotional chaos, manipulation, or disorganized partnerships, and towards emotional cleanliness, mutual clarity, and subtle trust. He avoids codependent dynamics and is unlikely to stay in partnerships where energetic precision or ethical tone is missing. With Virgo's refinement, Hasta's timing, and K2's non-attachment, he is best aligned with partners who are self-aware, emotionally consistent, and respect the sacred rhythm of relating. His frame of reference is almost entirely internal. He doesn't need external confirmation to sense what's happening in a relationship. He already knows. His relational choices are guided by emotional patterning, symbolic memory, and a quiet intuitive signal. While this can make him deeply wise in partnerships, it also means he may retreat when things feel energetically incorrect, even if the outer relationship seems functional. His action style in the seventh is reactive with calculated withdrawal or rhythmic re-engagement. He is not likely to argue or confront aggressively. Instead, he may pull away, adjust his rhythm, or act through timing rather than language. He responds best in relationships that give space for silence, reflection, and nonverbal realignment, where things can be repaired quietly and respectfully rather than emotionally dramatized. Altogether, K2 and the moon in Hasta in the seventh house give Roger a refined, karmically experienced, emotionally intuitive, and rhythmically self-contained relational style. His NLP drives here reflect someone who connects not for security or performance, but for emotional precision, energetic truth, and mutual refinement. He is not here to play out unfinished relational dramas. He is here to complete karmic scripts, offer emotional clarity, and hold sacred space for partnerships that honor timing, care, and quiet sovereignty. Ninth house, Saturn in Jeshtha, Scorpio. Roger's ninth house, which governs personal philosophy, long-term vision, internal truth systems, ethical alignment, and the pursuit of higher understanding, contains Saturn in Jeshtha, placed in Scorpio. This placement creates a mental and spiritual architecture that is deep, serious, karmically loaded, and inwardly forged through personal experience rather than external dogma. Saturn in the ninth is already a placement that prefers earned wisdom over inherited belief. And in Jeshtha, ruled by Mercury, and associated with seniority, responsibility, and inner psychological authority, Saturn takes on a tone of protective discernment and legacy-level philosophical curation. In Scorpio, Roger's higher mind is not content with surface truths. He is built to dive into difficult, emotionally complex, or hidden frameworks, often pulling from the depths of experience to build personal doctrines or private codes of belief. Saturn here doesn't allow shortcuts. It demands time-tested clarity, emotional maturity, and structured processing of power, truth, and transformation. Jeshtha sharpens this further, giving Roger a mental posture that is guarded, skeptical, and exacting when it comes to what deserves belief or loyalty. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a strong auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style in the domain of belief and truth-seeking. Roger is not easily swayed by theory or persuasion. He likely filters philosophical content through body-based resonance and logical dissection, requiring it to stand up to internal testing, symbolic alignment, and emotional coherence. His mind is naturally recursive and slow to trust, preferring repeated contact with an idea before internalizing it as truth. His motivation direction here is away from superficial, manipulative, or morally inconsistent systems, and towards truth that is structured, private, and emotionally earned. Saturn in Scorpio gives him a strong threshold for emotional discomfort. He is willing to go deep, but only if it leads to real clarity. With Jeshta's seniority lens, he seeks not just knowledge, but wisdom that holds up across time and pressure. His frame of reference in this house is wholly internal. Roger does not borrow belief. He builds it, tests it, and refines it in solitude. His personal philosophy likely does not change easily, but when it does, it's because it has been symbolically integrated and emotionally vetted. He may hold views that appear rigid, but which are actually rooted in a long and complex inner process. His sense of what is true is often connected to what has survived grief, intensity, or psychological fire. His action style in philosophical or mentoring roles is reactive with slow, powerful engagement. He does not rush to teach or share, but when he speaks from his beliefs, he commands quiet authority. He may serve as a private moral compass to others, especially in times of emotional breakdown or ideological confusion. Saturn here doesn't preach. It holds space for transformation, and Roger likely becomes more visible in his wisdom when the situation calls for gravity, not performance. His learning and belief-building preference is solo or trust-based proximity. He doesn't thrive in noisy spiritual groups or ideological echo chambers. Instead, he prefers environments that allow him to feel through the edges of belief slowly, and where his quiet authority is respected, not demanded. He is drawn to systems that honor inner mastery, subtle power, and complex emotional navigation. Altogether, Saturn in Jeshta in the ninth house gives Roger a belief system that is slow built, emotionally refined, and karmically self-authored. His NLP drives here suggest someone who learns and teaches not through volume or persuasion, but through depth, ethical structure, and psychological authority. He is here to curate truth, protect its sacred structure, and transmit it only when it is clean, tested, and ready to endure. Overall, NLP drives for Roger. Roger's NLP system is shaped by a powerful internal synthesis of emotional timing, symbolic perception, rhythmic processing, and karmically earned discernment. Across his chart, there is strong emphasis on internal referencing, kinesthetic and auditory digital processing, and reactive action style with refined execution. Whether in relationships, philosophy, communication, or identity itself, Roger navigates life from a place of deep internal filtration, sacred timing, and selective engagement. He is not someone who responds to surface energy. His system is tuned to what's underneath, what's real, and what's symbolically or energetically aligned. His dominant processing styles include auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. Rahu in Uttara Bhadrapada and Moon in Hasta give him a body-based rhythm and emotional pattern awareness. Mercury in Ardra and Saturn in Jeshta add sharp mental filtration and contrast tracking. He processes complexity in cycles, often revisiting an experience from multiple perceptual angles before drawing a conclusion. His speech and actions are timed. They may appear delayed to the outside world, but internally, they're tracking alignment, tone, and emotional readiness. His motivation direction is primarily away from distortion, noise, and emotional incoherence, and towards systems, experiences, and people that embody precision, emotional symmetry, and ethical truth. Whether it's Mars and Pushya protecting emotional rhythm, Ketu in Hasta detaching from performative partnership, or Saturn in Jeshta filtering belief through pain-forged clarity, Roger moves not toward what is shiny or ideal, but toward what has been tested, purified, and is now stable. His frame of reference is unshakably internal. Across personal, relational, and philosophical domains, Roger filters life through his own emotional calibration, symbolic clarity, and learned ethical structure. He may rarely seek input or validation before acting. Instead, he listens to his internal rhythm and acts only when timing feels right. This gives him a sense of quiet self-containment that others may misread as aloofness, but in truth, it reflects a system that only engages when it senses deep alignment. Roger's chunking style blends general to specific in spiritual or symbolic spaces and specific to general in emotional or operational ones. He starts with broad symbolic impressions, a tone, a feeling, a mythic pattern, and narrows into logic only when resonance is confirmed. Conversely, in emotional reflection or healing contexts, he begins with detail, a phrase, a pause, a tone shift, and builds toward understanding the pattern. He learns best when allowed to process symbolically, emotionally, and silently before translating into words or systems. His action style is predominantly reactive with purposeful proactivity. Whether through Mars in Pushya, Saturn in Jeshta, or Moon Ketu in Hasta, Roger rarely acts out of impulse. Instead, he waits for internal convergence when emotion, timing, and truth line up, and acts swiftly, quietly, and decisively. His actions often arrive without warning, but are deeply considered and symbolically appropriate. His preferred learning and working environment is solo or low noise, high integrity proximity. Roger thrives in quiet, rhythmically stable environments where energy is clear and boundaries are respected. He doesn't do well with clutter, emotional, verbal, or visual. Whether processing belief, crafting speech, or managing relationship dynamics, he does best in environments that allow space, subtlety, and timing to guide the process. Altogether, Roger's NLP architecture reflects someone designed for depth, precision, silence, and timing. He doesn't react to the surface of life. He waits for deeper patterns to settle. Then, and only then, he speaks, moves, or acts in alignment with what is karmically correct, symbolically coherent, and emotionally clean. He is not here to be loud. He is here to be exact and to let his quiet presence reshape the rhythm of everything it touches.